I have a little, my one daughter's little playmate down there, and they thought I died. She was so scared, I made them a pallet out of a big table that is. Mm-hmm. I put a mattress under there and made a pallet for her and two more little girls to sleep. They were scared to death. I didn't know what to do with them. Of course, it's quite natural. I was going down there and do for the one that had died. Mm-hmm. But they were scared. They didn't want me to leave, so I made them a pallet right down at the dining table. Mm-hmm. And I come back. Back there, you didn't have no undertaker to come pick up the dead. You had to do something yourself. So I went down there and watched the little girl laid out. And mine and them other two was under the table. I thought they'd be asleep. They tied together, had hands, each one had the other's hand. Just laying there just carrying on a scandalous. Scared, just pure scared. I said, well, get out, you ain't gonna sleep no how. Get on up. I took the pallet up, putting up with some quilt and a blanket. But I don't know.
If you heard a farmer talking about his crop, you might say that, well, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very, very what?
The soil is fertile. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Yeah,
what about, what would you call this kind of flat lowland that you find along a stream that would be overflowed in the spring and plowed later?
Bottom land. We had lots of it back down the river.
Is that right? And what about
rich land too?
What would you call a field that's not good for anything much other than raising grass or
weeds? Stuff like that.
Something that you might...
Or to be a pasture for cattle.
Have you ever heard people talk about a meadow?
A meadow? I read about it, but we ain't never reached that point. We didn't when Paul was farming.
And talking about types of land, what would you call a piece of land that's really not much good because it has a lot of water standing on it all the time?
Bottom land. That's where the water standing.
Stands all the time.
Oh yeah, that's
got trees and coming out of it and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call that a swamp?
Yeah, I was trying to think of that word. Like you said, trees, because I know.
Have you ever heard people call a swamp anything else?
No. I don't know. Nothing else it could be called. What a swamp?
Maybe a bog?
Well, you can find a bog anywhere when it comes enough rain.
What would a marsh be?
Now that sounds sort of like the place you're talking about. All that standing water and trees.
Yeah.
It's not good for nothing. You can't use it for feed food nor raise nothing on.
What would a farmer call the very rich type of soil that he might have?
Well, I don't know. I thought I said fertile. I thought that was rich. I don't know.
What about maybe poor soil? What kind of soil is poor soil?
Oh, well, sandy land.
Is that loam?